This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But we all can agree, we are the lowest in terms of our ummah can be right now, you know. So where did this all happen? How did it all started, you know? How does, you know, as a, you know, this ummah is at this stage, you know, at this situation right now?
It's actually, you know, we think sometimes it's a very, the situation is so difficult that we're going through as an ummah, we think that the answer of why we're in this situation or how to solve it, we think it's very difficult, but it's actually very easy, subhanAllah. It can be said in action in a few words, and it's all in the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look into the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he mentioned in a hadith several things that the ummah will follow from the desires of the dunya, several haram acts that they will do, and certain things that they will leave and not fulfill. And he said, once these things happen, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ ذُلَّ, that Allah will put a humiliation upon them. And this is the reality of the ummah today. We've done all of these actions that are mentioned, and much, much more. And we've left all of these things and much more. So what's happened is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this dhul, this humiliation upon us. And then he gave the solution at the end of the hadith and made it clear that there's only one way to remove the situation of being humiliated as we are today. He said, لَا يَرْفَعُ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَرْجِعُ إِلَى دِينِهِمْ, that he will not raise it from them until they come back to their deen, come back to their religion. So there's only one way to solve the problem, which is returning to our religion. When we support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will support us. He made it very clear in a very, in a clear, clear, short ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who have believed, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ, that if you support Allah, Allah will support you. You want Allah's help, then you have to strive for the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to obey Him. So when we strive to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the nasr and the victory and the help and the assistance from Allah will come right away. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said it in a very profound way, a very beautiful way. If you look in history, the Arabs were one of the lowest known to mankind. Nobody even wanted their country. The superpowers of that time, which was in Persia and Rome, they didn't even try to conquer them because they were useless. There was nothing there for them except for sand. So nobody even wanted their country, subhanAllah. So they were a nation of worthless at that time, honestly. But then they became the most honored nation. They became the top and everything. And throughout history, they started to become stronger and stronger, more powerful, and they became leaders. So how does someone come from being all the way at the bottom to being all the way at the top? He said, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزِّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, that we are a nation, Allah has honored us through Islam. فَلَمَّا ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلْنَا اللَّهُ, so when we look for honor in other than Islam, Allah will humiliate us. Once again, being humiliated because we're looking for the solutions and other than Islam. So this is the reality of why we've reached where we reached today. We've turned our back on our religion and we're searching for solutions and other than the religion of Islam. And throughout history, we've only been successful as Muslims when we hold firm to our Islam and we strive to excel both in our religious affairs and our worldly affairs as well.